President Bush has gone to Wall Street to replace outgoing Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Harvey Pitt. The president announced today he's nominated investment banker William Donaldson to head the financial watchdog agency. It's another major step in the revamping of the administration's economic team. Donaldson's selection comes just a day after the president picked railroad executive John Snow to fill the post of ousted Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The choice of William Donaldson to head the SEC was announced at a White House news conference where Mr. Bush was joined by his nominee. The president called Donaldson one of the nation's most distinguished business leaders and someone he says will bring a unique and diverse background to the job.
Bill Donaldson will be a strong leader with a clear mission to vigorously enforce our nation's laws against corporate corruption and to uphold the highest standards of integrity in the securities markets.
The 71-year-old Donaldson said he looks forward to assuming the reins at a time, he said, confidence in corporate America has been severely eroded.
There have clearly been numerous instances of serious malfeasance, which, if proven, we will continue and must continue to deal with swiftly. As my mother used to say many years ago, it's time for all of us to pull up our socks.
But Donaldson will also need to lift the spirits of demoralized investors. And while he has a wealth of professional experience, including founding brokerage and research firm Donaldson Lufkin & Jenrette more than 40 years ago, he brings little in the way of regulatory experience to the job. He has served as chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, and he founded the Yale School of Management. Jeffrey Garten, the current dean of the Yale School, says he feels Donaldson will prove to be a strong choice.
I see him as the quintessential public servant with terrific private sector experience. And I think that he is the person for this job.
However, some are concerned appointing a Wall Street insider as the nation's top financial cop may not be the right strategy for the times. Barbara Roper is head of investor protection at the Consumer Federation of America.
It's not resume alone that determines whether someone's going to make a good SEC chairman. It's philosophy. And that's what we don't know about Mr. Donaldson, is what his philosophy of reform is likely to be.
There are those who say, though, not unlike a previous SEC chairman who also hailed from Wall Street, Arthur Levitt, Donaldson could turn out to be a champion of investor rights. Donald Langvoort, a professor of securities law at Georgetown University, says in nominating Donaldson, the president may have also felt the need to act swiftly.
I think the pressure here was to get someone in place quickly. The workload of the SEC right now, in terms of cleaning up the Enron and WorldCom messes and all the other scandals, getting a lot of changes, getting the accounting board set up, the workload is immense, and not having a leader was the most dangerous thing.
Donaldson's nomination still must be confirmed by the Senate. He takes over at a tough time for the SEC. His predecessor, Harvey Pitt, was forced to resign over his bungling of a number of key initiatives, including the appointment of an accounting oversight board in the wake of widespread corporate scandals. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.